This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Michael Memis. Ithaca College President Shirley Collado is departing from the college. She will be assuming the position of President and Chief Executive at College Track, which helps students facing systemic barriers get a bachelor's degree. Collado was named president in February of 2017 after the resignation of Thomas Roshan. Newly promoted Provost and Executive Vice President Lejeune Terry Cornish will serve as interim president for the 2021 to 2022 school year. Collado began the implementation of the Ithaca Forever Strategic Plan. This called for cutting departments as well as 116 full-time equivalent faculty positions, drawing backlash from students, faculty, and community members. Collado will serve as senior advisor to Cornish and the Board of Trustees until December 31st. Tompkins-Cortland Community College President Dr. Orinthia Montague will be leaving the school. Montague was the fourth president in the school's history and has been in the position since spring 2017. She has accepted a position as president at Volunteer State Community College. According to 14850 Today, her final day will be August 23rd. The TC3 Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting on July 12th to discuss the transition. The National Weather Service is giving a hazardous weather outlook for Tompkins and Schuyler counties due to Hurricane Elsa. The warning is for today and tonight and states, an eastward moving storm system will interact with moisture from the remnants of Elsa. Rain showers and thunderstorms could become heavy this afternoon and into tonight, with localized flooding possible, especially in areas which have received heavy rainfall in recent days. There is also a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms as well. Some storms may produce damaging winds. From tomorrow through Wednesday, there is a low probability for widespread hazardous weather. Schuyler County is reporting zero new cases of COVID-19 and remains at zero active cases. Tonight, thunderstorms and likely showers, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, likely showers and highs in the low 80s. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.